Mouse Deer and Tiger. Once upon a time, there was a mouse deer living in a forest. Although he was small, he wasn't afraid of the other bigger animals who wanted to eat him. He was so smart, he was always managed to teach them. One day, a tiger was wandering around for food. He hadn't been eating for days. He was really hungry. While he was walking in the forest, he saw Mouse Deer. The tiger wanted to eat him. Tiger slowly ducked, crawled, approaching Mouse Deer. Then, "Gotcha," said Tiger. He called Mouse Deer. "Hello, Mouse Deer. I'm really hungry right now. You'll be my lunch," said Tiger. Mouse Deer didn't want to be his lunch. He tried to be calm. He looked around and saw some buffalo's dung. He had an idea.
"I'm sorry, Tiger. I can't be your lunch now. The king has ordered me to guard his cake," said Mouse Deer calmly.
"This cake?"
said Tiger curiously.
"Yes, there is. It is very delicious. The king doesn't want anyone else to eat it, so he ordered me to guard it."
Mouse Deer pointed the buffalo's dung.
Can I taste it?" the tiger asked.
"Of course you can't. The king will be very angry," said Mouse Deer, refused.
Just one little bite, Mouse Deer. The king will never know," said Tiger.
"Well, okay, Tiger. But first let me run far away so the king won't blame me," said Mouse Deer.
"All right, Mouse Deer. You can go now."
Mouse Deer ran quickly out of sight. Tiger then took a big mouthful of the cake.
"Phew!"
he said, spit it out.
"Yuck! That's not cake. That's buffalo's dung."
Tiger ran through the forest. He caught up with Mouse Deer.
"Mouse Deer, you tricked me. But now you will be my lunch."
Mouse Deer looked around and saw a wasp nest in a tree.
"I'm sorry, Tiger. I can't be your lunch now. The king has ordered me to guard his drum," said Mouse Deer calmly.
"His drum?" said Tiger curiously.
"Yes, there is. It has the best sound in the world. The king doesn't want anyone else to hear it."
Mouse Deer pointed to the wasp nest.
Can I hit the king's drum?"
Tiger asked.
"Of course you can't. The king would be very angry," said Mouse Deer, refused.
"Just one little hit, Mouse Deer. The king will never know," said Tiger.
Well, all right, Tiger. But first, let me run far away so the king won't blame me," said Mouse Deer.
"All right, Mouse Deer. You can go now."
Mouse Deer ran quickly out of sight. Tiger then reached up and hit the wasp nest.
"Ouch! Ow! That's not a drum. That's a wasp nest."
Tiger ran away. But the wasps kept following him. He came to the river, he jumped in, and stayed underwater as long as he could. At last, the wasps went away. Then he jumped out, he ran through the forest, till he found Mouse Deer.
"Mouse Deer, you tricked me again, but now you will be my lunch."
Mouse Deer looked around and saw a cobra. The snake was coiled asleep on the ground.
"I'm sorry, Tiger. I can't be your lunch now. The king has ordered me to guard his belt, said Mouse Deer calmly.
His belt? Said Tiger curiously.
Yes, there it is. It's the best belt in the world. The king doesn't want anyone else to wear it.
Mouse Deer pointed to the cobra.
Can I wear it?
The tiger asked.
Of course you can. The king will be very angry, said Mouse Deer refused.
Just for one moment, Mouse Deer. The king will never know, said Tiger.
Well, all right, Tiger, but first let me run far away so the king won't blame me, said Mouse Deer.
All right, Mouse Deer, you can go now.
Mouse Deer ran quickly out of sight. Tiger then took the snake and started to wrap it around himself. The cobra woke up. It squeezed Tiger and bit him.
Shh. Ow! Oh! Oh! That's not a belt. That's a cobra. Help! Mouse Deer! Help!
But Mouse Deer was already far away. He laughed aloud. Mouse Deer was safe from Tiger now.